Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Today on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with two great guests. First is going to be Susan Wasserot. She's the Director of Legislative Affairs and Rulemaking Liaison for the Department of Labor in the state of Maine. She's going to be talking about her career and how she went from an HR background into the Department of Labor. Then we're going to be talking with Dante Vespignani. He's a certified business coach with the Entrepreneur Source, and he's going to be talking about entrepreneurial business. Is it for you? And franchises, are they an option? So let's get started. So today's first guest is Susan Wasserot. She's the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Maine Department of Labor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, that's good. You know, that's good. I met you up at the convention, correct?
You did.
I think it was the Maine HR convention that was in May.
Yes.
Great convention that Bud and Heather put on for the New England Law Publishers. They've been doing it a long time and a sponsor, so we want to thank them for that.
That's wonderful.
Well, we would love to have the DOL as a sponsor, just so you know. I'm sure that they'll be like, what? I'm waiting for Gene to call me and go, Dave, don't say that on the air. But I will. I'm going to say it on the air.
I'll let you know that you said that when I get back.
I said that on the air. It's not a problem. I have no problem with that because Gene's great. She's great.
She is.
She's
indeed.
Been on the show, and we appreciate it. So you have had an interesting career, and you've taken it from HR into policy into the DOL. Tell me about how that happened.
Everything's a building block. And I wish I had known that when I was in my 20s, because like so many people in their 20s, you get so impatient with getting things started. And back then, if I had a job that I didn't think was perfect, I would just go crazy. But everything is a building block. And the first internship in college took me to my first position as an admissions counselor in Pennsylvania. And then that took me to a position in the Vanguard Group, which is a finance company.
Yeah, very familiar with them, yeah.
Wonderful company. I still have some investments with them.
That's good.
Great, great place. Hey, invest in your 401k plan early.
Absolutely, no question about that.
And all the traveling that I did in that took me to my next position, which then took me to an HR position. They just all built on each other. And when I got my master's degree, which was one of those personal goals that was really important to me, I actually interned as an equal opportunity training person. And isn't that interesting? Because that's something that the Department of Labor does, you know, many years later. So everything kind of builds. And I would encourage people when they're in their career starting out or even at a midpoint in their job and they think, oh, I'm not getting anywhere. It all means something. It all connects together and starts to form into a whole.
Well, I think that's an important point because people sometimes say, oh, gosh, I have to sometimes take a step back. I have to take a lateral move. I have to, you know, man, this isn't exactly my ideal job, Dave. I mean, that happens to me all the time. I have people that say that. But I say, look, you learn from every single position that you take. Sometimes you learn things you wouldn't do. And that's okay, too.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that sometimes you just learn that that's not what you want to do, and that's fine, too. I had been the human resources manager at Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick, Maine, for 16 years. And when I had run for the legislature a couple times, and I just got bitten by the bug and did. And I didn't win, unfortunately, but that's okay, because all those contacts I made along the way helped me to start the television show that I started, which was on for a couple of years in Bath. And then
now that's called In My Backyard, right?
Yes, it was In My Backyard. And that was just so much fun. And I'll tell you, if I was 20 years younger, I would go into that line of work because I absolutely loved it. It was just so much fun.
But you should partner up with Bill Green. You know, that's the In My Backyard.
And,
You should partner up with him.
I should.
It's a great job.
It is. I met him actually when I was working for Speaker Nutting up at the State House. But that I left my position at as a human resources manager, a very secure, you know, full-time kind of job, and became a legislative aide to the Speaker of the House. But I did that because I knew it would position me, and I knew it would put me in a place that I loved and a place where I wanted to work, and it panned out that way.
Well, you know, sometimes people think they get stuck in a rut, right? Mm-hmm. They say, I'm in HR, I've been in HR, I'm in retail, I've been in retail for X number of years, I'm in banking, that's what I am. They don't think outside the box necessarily, and I think this is a great example of how you show that, yes, you can think outside the box. You can take skills that are transferable from what you learned in HR, what you learned in, you know, all your different jobs, and move them forward.
Absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of a human resources career, is that you learn so much about working with people, and that's inherent to anything you want to be successful in, and you become very adept at relationships. And one of the things that's key to working in government, I prefer saying government than politics, because politics just has that connotation that we like.
Right.
But I do believe that relationships are key. And when I ran for office the first time, I remember a person working with me said, relationships, make lists of people you know, because as you reach out to them, that's going to help you. And it's those relationships and those contacts that paved the way to the position with Speaker Nutting. And because I had worked with Commissioner Jean Paquette in the human resources field, she knew of my background. So when she was looking for a legislative affairs director, she talked to me about it because she knew I would have the skill set. And to your original point, that's what we need to do, is repackage those skills. It's like shuffling the deck a different way, just to say, okay, I could package these skills in this arena and I could be successful because I have some really common denominator skills that could be helpful.
Well, it's nice, because one of the things that when you're talking about career transition, when you're talking about somebody out of work or somebody who's unemployed, a lot of the times they think they're stuck, right? And and that's and it's not that they're stuck. It's just they can't necessarily, in those circumstances, think outside the box. They can't think out of what they know. They may not have the risk tolerance to start a job, to think of something different. They may not have the whole life to support it, right? These are all factors in this. And so your story is powerful because it does show that you can move across and do other things and still be supportive of others. And the networking is key. I've said that from day one. So how did you really keep up on the networking? Because I hear people say all the time, that's my hardest part, is how do you network effectively?
Sure. And we are so busy in our jobs, and we do get focused. And I think that's why it was so good that I did make the scary move that I did, because it almost forced me to do it. I was so comfortable doing what I was doing for so many years. You almost have to force yourself. It's almost like scheduling that time to go to the fitness center because we get so busy, but you need to get out of the office.
Fitness center?
Well, yeah, I need to do that
too. I'm thinking, you know, exercise is quite dangerous, but that's fine. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I said, continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. But making the time to go to that Meesherm convention, you need to do it. Serving on boards, that was one of the sidelines. And I think sidelines and balance in your life is so important, because if you just stay so focused on the job, whatever the job is, that does define you in a certain way. But if you develop other interests outside of that, like hobbies, like the photography that I've gotten so into lately, you develop a network with that. If you serve on a board of directors somewhere, that forms its own little subculture and its own network, and then you meet people through there, and it just grows.
Take on civic organizations, Rotary, Lions Clubs? Are those effective for business networking? Are they effective for HR professionals? I mean, certainly the SHRMs and those groups are, for knowledge and credits and things that you need. How about, community organizations?
I'm a big believer in community, so I would think so. I mean, it's not going to have the same kind of punch as a professional organization would in terms of your career, but it has a powerful support system that can develop within your community, and that's really where it all starts. So I think that they're both important in their own specific way.
When you were making these decisions, how did you balance the time that it takes to do the networking and balance being on boards and still having a full-time job? Some of the things you hear from individuals is it's hard to balance their, you know, time, their life, if you want to say it. What's your perspective on that?
It was difficult. And at the time, I was working 32 hours a week. So technically, that was considered full time where I used to work, but it gave me that extra day. It was hard. I still thought it was important, particularly the television show. For some reason, doing that just was so exciting for me. I loved it. It was fun. It was invigorating. And it gave me... It's kind of like fitness and exercise. When you do it, it creates its own energy that you bring back to your regular workplace. So,
there is no question. And as a radio host, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. It is something that you can escape for a little bit,
Yep. Talk
to great people, network, mm-hmm. connect to people that you wouldn't normally talk to, and provide information to viewers, whether it be on TV or information on a radio. Very similar to that. I completely understand that. When you were looking at the DOL as an option, why'd you make that decision personally?
Personally, it just made so much sense to me. I knew I'd be working with someone like Gene, who I've admired and respected for many years. I knew that the mission of the Department of Labor, where we're trying to effectively serve both workers and business, I knew how important that was. I know how important it is to the state. And to be part of that in a significant way, being part of the management senior team, I had learned so much in working with Speaker Nutting. That was just such a wonderful opportunity to learn about the legislature. I was able to take everything that I had learned with him in that legislative aide role and put it into practice. And I had wanted to serve as a legislator myself. I didn't win, unfortunately, but I was able to do many of the things that the legislators do, like write bills, testify on bills, testify before the committees. So to me, it was an exciting opportunity to even get more embroiled into the process and make a difference for the state of Maine.
We're talking with Susan Wasserott, and she is the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Maine Department of Labor. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back on News Talk WLOB. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
They say it's never too late to be what you might have been. So if you want to turn your passion into your profession, AARP can help you find new opportunities that take advantage of Work Reimagined, a program that leverages the power of LinkedIn. AARP also provides access to tools, resources, and information that can help you at every step. Just a few of the ways AARP helps turn your goals and dreams into real possibilities.
AARP, real possibilities.
Go to aarp.org/possibilities to find tools and guidance.
Real Possibilities is a trademark of AARP.
You might hear some advice from your friends on choosing a health plan.
Darling, you must choose the gold healthcare plan.
Not the silver plan. Too much trouble. Do they have a stainless steel plan?
I like bronze, like my tan.
Are sunburns covered?
Instead, take advice from a licensed agent from Northern Insurance Group.
Meet face-to-face with a local healthcare exchange professional.
Call Northern Insurance Group today. We have the resources to make sure you make the right choice.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour. We're talking with Susan Wasserott, She is the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Maine Department of Labor. We're talking about her career pathway and how HR can lead to more things than just HR. So, you know, I think we talked a little bit about how you got here, right? How you made it to where you are today. Tell me about some of the key roles you've played in the legislative sessions, having to do with not only at the state level, but now, of course, last month at the federal level. I think it would be interesting for people to understand how your career is taking you to this point.
Sure. Having worked in the department, I've been through three legislative sessions since I started with them. A legislative session here in Maine is 2 years. So the first session goes from December until about June. Second one from January till about April. They call that the short session, but it's much more intense. And so you have to prepare and submit legislation for both of those sessions. So I've been through this three times, and hopefully we'll be through it many more times after this election, because this is an election year. But it was interesting writing the legislation. I start to develop ideas. I already have ideas for next session of I listen to employers. I'm on a visiting tour now of going out visiting employers, hearing from them what's important to them, what would help make their lives better, listening to employees. I pay attention to the constituent issues that come in and start to develop legislative ideas based on the information from them. And we work together in the department to put together the legislation and submit it. One of the things that we had developed last session was a bill that it was called the READ Act, and we were able to access funds that's going to help make some significant improvements in our unemployment system. So we're really excited about that. We had another bill that had gone through about 2 years ago called work sharing. And it's something for employers. If an employer gets into a downturn in the market, rather than laying off people, they could kind of spread their hours across their employees. And then those employees could get a partial unemployment benefit during that time frame. So it's another option that the employer has in to help keep their business going, but more importantly, keep their employees connected to the company.
Actually, Gene was on the show a little while back talking about that.
Oh, so
it's really a great idea. It's unfortunate it hadn't even been thought of sooner, because it is a brilliant way to keep people employed.
Sure, sure. So we work on those kinds of things. We had submitted legislation to try to make it easier for minors to be able to get their work permits in the summer. That unfortunately did not pass in a partisan manner. That was a great bill in our opinion, and it had support from kids that came in and testified. It was a really good bill. We also had a bill.
Do you see that coming back up?
Depending upon the way the elections go this November, it's on the list that I would resubmit, simply because there was so much bipartisan interest from the people that came in to testify on it. So I would like to see it come back. We'll see. So we listen to employers. We listen to employees. We try to put things in that would make things better, to make the workplace better. The big thing that the Department of Labor is working on now is workforce development. And everybody hears words skills gap. We have a skills gap. We need to get more workers trained. I had the pleasure of traveling to Washington, D.C. A month or more ago, and had the privilege of watching that bill get voted on in the Senate. And that was a really historic thing. That the money that had been coming into states all across the nation for workforce development had been limping along through what's called continuing resolutions for over 10 years.
Wow.
So the money had not been committed. And now the Senate voted on it. It should go back to the House, and hopefully by the end of the summer, we should see that go into effect, which would be a big, big bonus for all the states in the country, particularly Maine.
No, that'd be great. I mean, certainly anything that can help, right? That can help employers train, develop, and get a better workforce. It's critical right now, because we're working with plenty of employers that are basically saying, look, we cannot find the skills or the talent level that we need. And that's a real problem in terms of, you know, employers dealing with that here in Maine.
Absolutely.
You know? So what is the department looking at for potential legislation having to do with the aging workforce? Because obviously this is an area here in Maine that is getting a lot of press,
absolutely,
right? There's no question it's getting a lot of press. So what's the take on that?
It certainly is a major issue. In terms of legislation, I'm not so sure that it would require legislation. It requires focused efforts on the initiatives within existing legislation. For example, within the department, we have what's called the State Workforce Investment Board, and one of the standing committees on that board is a committee that looks at the aging workforce. It would be partnering with outside of the state organizations to be able to partner with them to address the issues. Our career centers can focus on working with an aging workforce. So we do things within the department within the parameters we already have in order to focus on that population, because it's a problem.
It's growing. There's no question about that. So in getting back to your career a little bit, what are some of the key points that you would say, these are things that you need to do to have a career like I had in terms of making the changes? I mean, obviously, networking is probably one of the keys, right? There's no question about it.
It's key.
Take me through some of the things you think are the key takeaways from today.
Yep. One of them is having an open mind. And being willing to start over. I've done it twice. I'm not saying it's for everybody, and I'm not saying everybody can do it, but I think it's important. When I was at the Vanguard Group, I had mentioned being there for 3 years. When I decided to get my master's, crazy me, I decided I wanted to do it on a full-time basis. So I did. And that put me in a different mindset than if I had been working and going part-time. And it put me in a completely, I moved back home, lived with my parents for a short time. Very short time, thankfully.
Yeah.
It's not easy to go home at 28.
No, not at all, but it's happening. It's happening
it's
everywhere.
It's happening. So, you know, did that. It was done in a year and a half, so that was good. But being willing to start over, knowing that it's not forever, I think that was important. It was also important to be able to go sideways. I used to think that working up a career ladder was the most important thing and that was the only way to be fulfilled. That isn't the only way to be fulfilled. Sometimes being fulfilled is doing something that you love rather than just climbing up a ladder and being in a certain place. Sometimes a certain place isn't what you think it's going to be.
Yeah, it's not always greener on the other side, is it?
It's really not. And I really think being balanced, not being so focused on, you know, one particular job, but being focused on living and having that career, that job be an important part of what you do, but not let it identify you. It sounds so corny, but it's, you know, maybe that's the wisdom that comes with getting to a certain age where I am now. But it's been helpful.
No, that's great. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, somebody wants to, you know, talk to you about how you did it and wants to be, you know, inspired by that, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at the Department of Labor, and the address is susan.wasserot@maine.gov.
And that's WASSEROTT.
Correct. They could call me on my cell, which is 841-0202. Those would be the best ways. Or they could text me at that same number. And that would be a good way to get in touch with me if they wanted to look up legislation, too. That's one thing I didn't get to talk about is we need employers and workers to come and testify on our different bills. And when I'm up in front of the legislature and talking about our bills, if I talk about them, they look at me with a rather jaded eye because they know that I work for the Department of Labor. But if an employer gets up and speaks personally about how this particular bill would benefit them, it makes a big difference. And getting employers and real Mainers in front of the legislature is key to passing some of this legislation. So please contact me about that. If you wanted to look up where a particular bill stands in the process, what its status is, I'd be happy to help with that.
No, that's great. I think also at the end of the show, on the HRPowerHour.com, we will put the information for Susan so that you can directly contact her off our site. Susan, thank you for being on the show today.
You're very welcome. It was fun.
No, I appreciate it. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLLB, and we will be right back.